Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Oh, this isn't good. Bob Barker slipped in the bathroom and hit his head. He's like 93 years old, man. Ooh. But he was in the ER for a couple hours. They say he's going to be okay. All right. This is kind of interesting. Eddie Vedder walked out in the middle of his concert a couple nights back.
Solo concert?
I think he's on a solo tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. He walked out halfway through the concert. Now, this is in Dublin, Ireland. And he walks out in the middle of the show, leaves the stage so he could write a check. The check he was writing was to pay a fine. He wanted to perform past the venue curfew. So he went out in the middle of the show and wrote a check for $28,000 so he could keep performing beyond the curfew. He did 33 songs that night.
Well,
that
is Springsteen-esque. Sometimes they're on a ukulele and stuff, you know, so maybe they won't be four-minute epics.
Two little shorties.
And Eddie Vedder, by the way, John McEnroe says Eddie Vedder helped him through his divorce. Johnny Mac has another biography out, another new biography that just came out. And he says in 1992, while he was separated, just separated from Tatum O'Neal, and in rough shape, he went to see a New Year's Eve concert, Keith Richards in concert, Pearl Jam as the opener. And he gets backstage and he starts talking with Eddie Vedder. And they end up hanging out that night. And Johnny Mac says Eddie Vedder told him that everything was going to be okay. He said, whatever he said to me that night, it was a turning point, and I've never forgotten it. He was so kind to me. Also in the book, he talks about the cocaine arrest of his older son, Kevin, who got busted in 2014. Apparently, John McEnroe says, but both of my sons were into the drugs, and he blames it on the time they found his weed stash.
They found...
The kids found Johnny Mac's weed stash. They found Dad's weed stash. McEnroe admits to becoming a heavy pot smoker after he quit the tennis circuit in the mid-90s. And he said at one point he discovered his boys were dipping into his supplies, and he flipped out. All right. Sad news. Flounder's dead from Animal House. Stephen First, who played Flounder. He was 63 years old, died of complications of diabetes.
We interviewed him at one point. He seemed like a nice guy. He had some fun memories from the movie.
He did some TV shows. Yeah. Where he had bits and pieces here and there. I guess he did some directing and producing and stuff like that. But here's the scene in Animal House where he gets his name.
What's my Delta Tau Chi name?
Dorfman, you've given this a lot of thought. From now on... Your name is Flounder.
Flounder?
Yeah. Okay, and you know the Eagles are getting back together this summer for a few shows, and Vince Gill will be part of the Eagles. And he talked to Rolling Stone about this. He says, from what I've been told with regard to who the new additions to the band would be, other than Glenn Frey's kid, Deacon Frey, Vince Gill said, from what I've been told by Don Henley, I was the only consideration. But I never thought they'd do it. He was asked about the Eagles' relationship to country music, and Vince Gill said, well, we all talk about our history in country music, and we respect Merle Haggard, and we respect George Jones, and I mean no disrespect when I say this, but the Eagles had a bigger impact in that more people chose to emulate them. I find it interesting in that country music never embraced the Eagles, yet they had as profound an impact as anybody that's ever been in country music.
I believe that. I bet there's a lot of truth in that.
He was asked what songs he will be singing with the Eagles, and he says Lion Eyes, New Kid in Town, Heartache Tonight, and Take It to the Limit.
Nice.
Those will be the songs that he's going to sing, which is very interesting.
Because he doesn't do Take It Easy or Peaceful Easy Feeling.
Take It Easy is usually the show closer. So Glenn Frey's kid must be singing that one. Because there's no way they're cutting that from the set.
No.
So that's got to be the kid who will sing Take It Easy. And they asked him, hey, if the Eagles decide to go on and do just a full-blown tour with this thing, are you up for it? He says, are you kidding me? I'd be the first one on the bus. They probably don't take a bus, but I'll drive it myself. I'll take my own car. You couldn't dream this up. And to get to go play in your favorite band, the most important American band in history, he's going to be there. That's the trash.
Well, when he said... From what I've been told, believe me, that's how it's going to go down. You're going to get told. You don't offer up suggestions. You get told.
Don Henley runs the show now.
That's right.